I will start the roll call then. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Review Group call on Friday, 1st of February. On the call today we have Devan Antilowski, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Eduardo Diaz, Adela Dancio, Roland Sipuro, Carlton Samuels, Alexander Kondorov, Seth Race. We have apologies from Marcelo Telez. And from staff, we have myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. This is Devan Antilowski speaking. And, before I continue, was there anybody not mentioned on the list that is on the call? You can identify yourself now. Okay. Not hearing anybody? Great. Okay, just to proceed immediately to the agenda, and I have to say I realize in the rush of things I updated the wrong agenda page for this call, and so I invite you all now to just to reload the wiki page as listed. There are a few standard items as per all our review group calls. Does anybody wish to update or any statements of interest for the review group? To date, within the past two meetings, the only new information regarding the statements of interest was, of course, change in status as myself being an ALAC member. And to date, no one has raised any potential conflict of interest in this regard. Okay, and I see Adela is now joining the EC room. There being nobody raising their hand or wish to make a comment, we can move on to the next agenda item. The review of the last GTLD review group call. On the last call, the review group has been looking at the community objections criterions, specifically the four tests, and one of the big difficulties was that it was very difficult judging from the comments, and typically it was only like one comment posted formally, that it was difficult to determine what is a substantial opposition. And one of the action items coming out of that was to reissue a call to the at-large communities to express their opinions on the applications posted on the wiki, specifically .amazon, .nyc, .patagonia, .health. This was done, I believe, on the following next day. And various comments we received on the Lacrallo list and a fairly long comment thread on the Norallo list in this regard. And the second action item coming out of that call was that there was a comment posted by on .health, and this was agreed to be looked at by the review group. And therefore it was placed on the wiki and, call for comments made on that string. So those were the action items from the last GTLD review group call. And I should also, and thankfully, those who were not on the previous call, the transcript is available for anyone to review and, of course, follow the discussions. Great. Not seeing anybody on the raising any hands or questions, let me now move on to the next topic, which is the discussion of any comments raised on the new GTLD dashboard. Now, Adela had kindly done a doc file, and that is linked in the agenda. I'll just post the link in the AC room. And this, of course, looks at the four tests of the that put it for a community to for a community to be considered to qualify for a community objection. There are four tests for community objection, and just to repeat what they are.
Community targeting
and detriment. Yes. Thank you, Carlton.
Yes.
Yep. Very well. So, let's start with. Well, first of all. One of the concerns I had with the Adela's, I won't say concern. I was just thinking that perhaps I can try to improve Adela's comment form. And let me just post a link to that proposed. I just thought to just giving things the document a little bit more space and clearly separate the four grounds. So there's now four separate pages for each of the four community criterion grounds. And the idea would be that we can then, probably not complete it at this call, but at least go through each of these strings that we have received comments on and then decide whether for each of these strings and each of the applications whether the community criterion are met or not met. So with that in mind, I would just like to open the discussions on the string for .amazon. Okay, I see that Adela says that the version 2 of the template is good. Like I said, it was just trying to make it more easier to follow. So with regards to .amazon, I posted a comment on the wiki here, and I don't know if anybody had a chance to see it. I was doing some research as to the first criterion, which is the community criterion, that the community expressing opposition can be regarded as a clearly delineated community. I found out that there is apparently the ACTO. Actually, let me just post the link to the comment in the chat here.
There is such a treaty organization.
Okay, and okay. Do you think, therefore, that with this establishment of this this treaty organization, which specifically mentions the Amazon Cooperation Treaty, and talks about the Amazon Basin, would this not qualify? I think, in my mind, this will qualify as a clearly delineated community because it talks about the various territories under which the Amazon Basin is defined under: Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela. And according to the ACTO, they have been doing various work regarding the Amazon Basin, and including signing various memorandums of understanding with various global entities such as the World Bank, IDB, so forth and so forth. I just want to have anybody to. Does anybody have any thoughts or comments as to whether, in terms of the community criterion, whether this type of organization will qualify. Carlton, please go ahead.
Dev, this is Carlton for the record. Clearly, in the context of the attributes of what a community represents, this is a community. It's delineated as a community. It is active in terms of, it's not just on paper, because there are corollary work that has been developed through ACCO. And it's all over. You can find them. I actually checked with a colleague that I've done some work with in Brazil at a Catholic university. And I know he was dealing with something in biodiversity. He actually says, yes, that this is an active community working a lot in terms of biodiversity issues in the Amazon. So I would say this is a clearly delineated community that it meets that test, as far as I can see. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carlton. Any other comments or observations that by anybody else?
One, my comment in text.
Ah, thanks. Who is this? And just say your name and then... sorry, Alexander, just to confirm, before I go to Euro, what did you say?
I said that... I guess that such a community like an Amazonian treaty is to have priority over the commercial shop, even big commercial shop like Amazon.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Alexander. Yuri, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is Yuri Lansipuro speaking. I don't want to act as a sort of devil advocate here, nor Amazon's advocate, but I think that the word, the actual string that Amazon.com is asking for is Amazon, which is actually not the word in Spanish or Portuguese for the region, for the various administrative regions in those countries which are in this area. The river is of course Amazonas, and that word seems to be in use also rather than Amazon, which is basically the English translation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Euro. But I mean, if you look at this the ACTO organization, they make reference of the Amazon, like for example, the Amazon Cooperation Council and so forth, and they seem to have a very clearly defined structure that makes reference of the word Amazon. So wouldn't you say that by that definition that there is a clear community for Amazon?
No, well, it's Yuri Lansipuro. No question about that. The only thing I'm pointing out is that the actual string that Amazon.com is asking for is not in the name in the Spanish or Portuguese name of the treaty, which is, and excuse my bad Portuguese, but I'm looking at the page here, which says Organização do Tratado de Cooperação Amazônica, and so on and so forth. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Euro. Well, all right, yes, it's probably not, it does not exist in the Portuguese version, but... I mean, I do see it in the English versions of the website, and I think, well, how should I put it? There is an English territory in there, which is Guyana, Actually, I see Carlton is now typing something to that. All right, Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. I wanted to point out that I would consider this part of almost as if an IBM, because Guyana is signatory to the treaty, and I know for a fact that Guyana would refer to all of that as the Amazon region. So I hear what Euro is saying, and it is absolutely true, but when you look at what Guyana would read it as, then I think we can make the case that it's one and the same. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carlton. Yeah, I agree. I mean, with that statement. Any other thoughts or comments? Alexander, go ahead.
Yeah. Alexander Kikandurov. I guess that if we do not make a final decision of about domain name, we can recommend to pass this objection to a group making decisions. With just a filter of such a how to say such objections, we can decide is it working or not. But decisions will be made on another level, if I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alexander. If I think I understand you, what you're saying is that, well, given that, there are governments that have filed government early warnings and so forth, that perhaps, we don't need to then file the consider filing an objection. The thing is, though, is that there are at-large structures in these regions, and I think, I do not think that they have not properly responded as of yet to the expression of opinions, but I'm certain they would have an opinion on this. But this is probably when we go through the entire thing, and then we can then make a formal decision on this. Any other aspect of the community? Olivier, please, go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks, it's Olivier Catanablon for the transcript record. Just wondering about the fact that we haven't heard from those communities concerned in the territories or in the countries which are affected by this application, this .Amazon application. What do you take it to be? I'm just very surprised because there were some vocal opponents prior to this, and now
Olivier, well, first of all,
can you hear me?
Yeah, no, Olivier, you sound like you're about a mile underwater.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so we're just trying to deal with
my
that.
Phone line.
So we're just
trying
to deal with
line
that.
Over here. Yeah. Sorry about
apologies.
That.
Yeah, we're working on that. Apologies.
I might be a mile underwater. Who knows? But let me try and speak right to the microphone. Can you hear me now? I'm virtually a centimeter away from the microphone.
No, it's not. It's not better. Let me just see what's going on.
Okay, so it must be the line. I'll put the phone down, and then you can call me back. And just move on.
Yes.
No worries.
Okay, thank you, Olivia.
Sorry,
go ahead, Heidi.
Adigo is saying, yeah, if you can hang up and they'll redial out to him. I think it's just a connection. So they'll dial you right back. Okay, Olivier? I think he's already off.
Okay, thank you, Heidi, for intervening. And while Olivier gets back, let's then move on, unless somebody has any more further comments, because, of course, we have all these other applications to look at. In terms of the substantial opposition, this is the second test for community objection, and that the objector must prove substantial opposition within the community it has identified itself as representing. And there were several factors. The number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community, representative nature of entities expressing opposition, level of recognized stature of weight among sources of opposition. And so looking at the, I see Heidi and Olivier is back. Okay, Olivier, let's hope the communication is much better.
Thank you very much, Dave. Can you hear me now?
Lovely.
Is this better? Okay, fantastic. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the transcript record.
Very clearly.
I apologize for the sound before. I was not aware. I could hear you very clearly. I was just asking, the sort of being surprised, basically, that there hadn't been any more noise from the regions affected by .Amazon. I had read some emails that had gone around the LACRALO list in a few months ago, but it doesn't seem to have been quite understood that now is the time, if they wish to say anything about this, for them to say something about it. Concerned, because I'm just concerned they will come a few months from now and say, oh, but we said something, and then they didn't. And I just don't want it to be a case that we are accused, we as in the ALAC and this working group, are accused of not giving people a chance to do something at the right time. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivier. We can hear you much, much clearly now. I think more of the comments that when the email, the call for opinions on it, focused more on another string, which is the Patagonia string, which we'll come to later on in this call. I should say that, of course, there has been lots of comments been posted on the ICANN's public comment forum as part of the new GTLD program regarding Amazon and so forth. I agree with you, it has not been, as clearly articulated by at-large structures within the at-large community. I suppose one final thing to make would be to, as an action item again, is to, again, issue that call for comments from the at-large community and emphasizing that this is really to make it, this is it. Because we can't really, as I say, prolong this because we have this upcoming deadline to decide whether to, file to draft an objection statement or not. So I will repost the call for comment specifically on, and what I might do, I might break the subject and, make a call for opinions on, say, Dr. Amazon and post that as one separate message. Persons could, decide whether to respond or not. Okay, so that will be one action item, to reissue the call for opinion on .Amazon.
Dev, this is Heidi. Should that be an action item for this group?
Yes. Okay. What was I? Going back to the community criterion, does anybody wish to make any observations or comments regarding .Amazon on this point? We kind of touched on it I'm talking about substantial opposition. I lost track there.
Yeah.
Going back to substantial opposition. Sorry. Go ahead, Carlton.
Yeah, thank you, Dev. Carlton, for the record. Substantial opposition, it would increase the opposition if I see a filing from ATCO itself. If that was forthcoming, then I would consider that substantial opposition. But right now, I don't think it would, what I see would necessarily constitute substantial opposition.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. Well, I agree. And I guess the government early warning, I should say the GAC early warning, that was issued by the governments of Brazil and I think it was Peru, also mentioned there was support from all the other member states, government states, that's covered by this the ACTO. So I think it is perhaps they are relying on the government advisory, the GAC's early warning, and possibly for the GAC itself to then object to. Go ahead, Carlton.
Yes, this is Carlton again for the record. I was about to mention that the GAC early warning is just merely an early stage of any objection process. I would not use that as a basis for our decision, because there is still a stake as to whether or not the GAC itself, the entire GAC, will embrace a formal objection. So I, at this point, I would be wary of taking the early warning as a basis for us determining there is substantial opposition. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Carlton. That's a good point. I should also mention that, of course, national government, of course, also has funding to file an objection formally, although to date there have been no objections filed by anyone on limited public interest or community objection grounds. I suspect everybody's going to wait literally until the last moment to actually file the objection before March 13th. Okay. Anybody has any further comments on the substantial opposition aspect? I mean, going once, going twice. Okay. Let's just jump, go to the third criterion, targeting. The objector must prove a strong association between the applied for GTLD string and the community represented by the objector. And do you wish to make any observations or comments? Okay, well, seeing nobody really, I'm seeing people typing. Regarding the targeting aspect, I think that, given that the applicant plans to run the TLD as a sort of single registrant and not open to anyone from the community in that aspect, with those statements contained in the application, this would mean that it is an example of targeting. But as Adela has pointed out, this could be supported by possible further comments, and I agree on that. So if nobody has any further objections, let me just go to the final one, which is detriment. The detriment one now shows that the objector must prove that the application creates a likelihood of material detriment to the rights or legitimate interests of the community to which the string may be explicitly or implicitly targeted. And again, I'm thinking, based on the observations, that in my mind, there are the nature of the detriment is that the community will not be able to have access to that applied for GTLD string. But anybody can wish, does anybody wish to make a further comment on this matter? And I see Kenny Huang has now joined the call. Welcome. And quite a few other persons have joined the call as well. Welcome to all of you. Okay. Well, the Zero OSAC, once it is stated for the record, just so you can have this for everybody to consider. Euro, please, go ahead. Euro?
Euro, this is Heidi. You may be muted. Star 7 to unmute.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, there are two totally different target communities here, of course. I mean, for the governments that have objected or, sent their objections so far, the community is there in South America, in the Amazon area, and Amazon Bookshop there, they have basically a global target community that is people who buy books from them. So that's, that, to my mind, this is one of the key things we have to resolve. Thank you.
Okay. Just as a quick follow-up, I mean, this is the idea, that's what the judgment means, that it's not just explicit. I mean, yes, the application says it's going to be targeted for Amazon.com's use. So yes, it is targeted.
No,
but
what?
Go on. Carlton, so, I think that was... Go ahead.
Thank you, Deb. Now that you bring up Amazon.com, unless you could show me, for example, that Amazon.com, which is the use of the word Amazon at the second level, was detrimental to the community, I would find it difficult to associate Amazon at the top level as being of any more detriment to that community. I would have been hoping for somebody to say Amazon at the second level was detrimental to the community, and here are the ways it has been detrimental to that community, and therefore we feel that substantial, even greater harm would be visited on this community if Amazon was graduated to the top level. It's the kind of thing that I would be looking for, and I don't see. So thank you for bringing Amazon.com into the conversation.
Okay, and I see Adela is agreeing with you, +1 on that. Thank you, Carlton. Okay, I'm just waiting for Stephanie to just finish typing before I decide to move on. Okay. Seth, you wanted us to take the floor? Because, I mean, again, it's these type of deliberations that will help us, you know, make the final call next week. So you wanted us to take up your...
Sure, thanks. No, I don't understand the argument that the second level and the top level can be compared in any respect. There's only one top level for any one word, and... to me, it's a very different valuation, and taking that top level word away from other communities or other uses, that only happens once. And in the second level, in my mind, it's a very different ballgame.
Okay. Thank you, Seth. I see Carlton has his hand raised. Carlton, go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. This is Carlton for the record. It is precisely, I'm making the point that if Seth, that if what we're looking for is the contention that there would be harm. And I'm saying, if you could tell me or show me substantive harm from the second level, it's the same word, it's only used in a different context, but if it describes something in Amazon with the .com on it, and it doesn't, it is shown to harm the community Amazon in any way, I said that would be further evidence that having Amazon delegated at the top level would increase that harm. I said I would be very open to hearing that kind of indicative evidence that would indicate to me that moving Amazon to the top level would increase the harm. That is the kind of thing I would be looking for, to hear from somebody to show me substantively what the harm is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carlton.
Okay.
Okay, not seeing anybody else wanting, typing or making any further comments. Okay, great. The item for this call is really just, as you say, not really, you know, to have the discussions, and then after the call, I would like, the intent would be to, well, use the PDF, and I think for all of us to then, you know, mark those things. Hopefully that when we start to do this by, say, middle of next week, say Thursday, to allow for, you know, any at-large comments, further at-large comments to come in, and then so that by the next call, which will likely be on the next week, Friday, which is the 8th, that we can then look at the final scoring, so to speak, and then formally make a decision, okay, we are going to then draft the statement or not. Okay. There being no further comments on .Amazon, I'd just like to move on to the next string in the list. And I'm sorry, just my computer just froze here, so I'm now just trying to load it back up. Okay, the next comment, the next string listed is .NYC. So, going back to the now there were some comments on .NYC, but nothing really substantive in terms. Well, I won't say that. There were some comments on the Neuralo list, and I posted a link to that in the agenda page. Some of it was quite what is the word? A lot of the comments were intertwining the various issues as it relates to community objections. So unfortunately, I wasn't very easy. It was not easily available to extract pertinent subsections for .NYC in a separate page and so forth. Does anybody wish to make any initial comment regarding .NYC? Then let's start off again, going back to the first page of the community criterion, which is the community grounds, community objection grounds. Does anybody wish to? That's probably a good idea. Julia, can you please load up the .NYC PDF? Thank you. So while that's being done, does anybody have any particular comments regarding the .NYC? There's been a lot of comments that's been posted to the wiki regarding the reasons for why we should object to it. So Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. This is Carlton for the record. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. This is Carlton for the record. If you look at the wiki, you will see that the comments from Thomas has been substantive. And if you go through it, the thing that tends to jump out at me is the, I don't know if anybody sees, but the sense I get from the baseline comment is that NYC, the applicant, did not, there's an attempt by the applicant to obfuscate the basis for the application. In other words, the applicant seems to be saying that they had the support of the community as best as they could make it out. And what Thomas is saying is that there was no such support, or the support was assumed without any real community consultation. That's the first thing that I see, and I would love to have clarification on that, because if then that is the case, there's a basis to say that the applicant has actually, because it is supposed to be a type of geographic application, then the applicant has misrepresented community support. That's the first thing. The other thing that I'm concerned about is that it seems to appropriate that NYC as a geographic strength, and I am not so sure that that is the case. If we're following ISO guidelines for geographies, then it would be a very weak test of whether or not that NYC is indeed a geography as outlined by some authoritative standard. I would agree that NYC is a popular delineation for a region.
Mm-hmm.
And a specific geography, but whether or not it is authoritative is another matter. So I am not so sure, though. I really am conflicted as to whether or not we can say it is geographic without having an authoritative body say it is geographic. Those are my real two concerns, and if I could get clarification on those, then I would be further along in my own assessment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carlton. This is Dave speaking. Going back to that second question regarding whether, you know, what does .nyc as a geographic application mean? I mean, one of the things I was thinking about was that, the nyc.gov.tld that this the city of New York operates and so forth. I mean, that is something that I think, I could be wrong here, but I think that is something that is delegated by the U.S. government to the various states and whatnot, the various United States and so forth. So the fact they have .nyc and that city of New York representing the various, well, not the various, but I think it's four boroughs. And right now my name, I think it's the four boroughs of within the New York State. It's identified in that TLD. If you go to the website, it mentions those four boroughs and has an org chart and so forth and so forth. So that, in my mind, it seems to indicate that there is some recognition, at least at the U.S. government level. Again, I'm just putting it out there that, well, that .NYC represents the four, these four boroughs in the New York State. I see Carlton, you have your hand raised, so.
Oh, I'm putting it down. I don't need to speak.
Okay. Oh, okay. So in my mind, that's, to me, the fact that the U.S. government has designated those three letters NYC as well, representing the city of New York's administration of the various four boroughs in the New York State, and it's five boroughs. My apologies. Maybe I misquoted it, but wouldn't that be considered, well, if the government recognizes it as such, wouldn't that qualify, okay, well, that as a geographic region? It qualifies for a geographic PLD, and therefore this concept being raised by the objection that, it is not including other boroughs within the state. I mean, if the government, U.S. government, is recognizing it as such, I'm not sure how this objection could really be sustained in any reasonable way. If you understand my concern there. Anybody wishes to comment? I see Carlton typing. Yuro, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Yuriel Ansipuro. Thank you. Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. I think that when it comes to geographic names, certainly of countries and of, I think, administrative regions and capital cities, at least, it's pretty much up to the relevant authority to decide who gets the TLD. And the only question to my mind is whether NYC, the abbreviation, is actually in that category. But if it is, then I think that, as you said, this objection cannot be sustained. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Yuro. Eduardo, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a wonderful day record. Now I'm confused for what Yuro said. I mean, if we go back to Amazon, it's Amazon, and we're talking about a geographical area there, and NYC is geographical. I'm confused. Somebody can explain to me that difference.
Okay. The .NYC, so the application for .NYC is what they call a geographic TLD. So and the applicant was made by the City of New York through the New York City Department of Information Technology and Telecommunications. And in that application, essentially it says that you operate this NYC domain for the New York community. And the application goes into various ways in which it creates, how it will go to ensure that only persons within the New York City area could register domain names under this domain. All right. So does that answer the question? I mean, going back to .Amazon, Amazon, the application by Amazon.com for the Amazon is, of course, the application is not a geographic application in a sense that it's really meant for Amazon.com's well, as a single registrant for Amazon's internal Amazon.com services.
Yeah, okay, so it's based on the app, the person, the people that apply that says that this is geographic, and the other one is a you know, a business type, right? Is that a difference?
Right.
This is a bargain.
Okay.
That's all I needed, actually, right?
Yeah. Thank you. That was Carlton for the record. This is Dave speaking. So, let's see. My concern is going back to this, and I'm again, anybody can make any comments or observations on this, because I now realize we're probably going to go over time, and I apologize for this, is that when it comes to detriment, this is the thing that has me concerned here, because if you look at the detriment criterion, it says the allegation of detriment that consists only of the applicant being delegated a string instead of the objector would not be sufficient for finding a material detriment. From what I understand, what the objector is proposing is that it is raising the concerns that because the applicant has not chosen a community designation, has not chosen to apply it as a community TLD, and therefore, I think that is the substantial, and again, I could be wrong, and I would encourage everybody to read the objector's comments very closely as to this aspect. I find that the criteria for detriment does not pass. Because it seems that the most substantive aspect as far as the comments are received is that what he is asking for is in terms of, let me see if I can bring it up. The road ahead. By presenting these comments, we hope to steer the city towards activating the proposed community advisory board and hearing from the New York community. And we do not see the New York City's community desires expressed to us over these years reflected in this application. So the question is, I'm seeing questions on the chat here. And yes, indeed, it is not a community-based TLD. The applicant did not apply for it as a community-based TLD. And Alexander is asking the question, does the New York City Department of Information represent the community of the New York City? I'm not sure. I think that was Carlton. You wanted to answer that question?
No.
So what do you think is
well,
the answer
this is
to that
Carlton.
Question?
I would answer it by pointing again to what Hero said, that it is, as I see it, is the government department of the government. They were not making this to be a community application as far as I see. So they were saying it is actually quasi-geographic application, and as such, the government would have some great standing in that. I make the point again that because I don't have an international standard, some authoritative standard that NYC is indeed geographic. I am willing to say it is quasi-geographic, and if the government were to make the case, then I'm willing to listen to it, but I'm still perturbed by it. I'm still unsettled, and that's why I was saying that I wanted more clarification as to what the community thinks, and whether or not they believe that the application was made and the misrepresentation, that's my reason for saying that. I'm still not sure what the argument is.
Okay. All right, anybody further comments on any of the four criterion for .NYC? Community, substantial opposition, targeting, or detriment? Going once, going twice. Okay. All right. So, okay, well, let's then move on to, and again, hopefully there will be more further comments clarifying these type of questions before the next call. Just to respond to Alexander. Well, again, Alexander, you can just read through what the objection comments has that was posted onto the wiki there. So I don't think we have time to actually read you through the entire thing at this point. So you could take a look at the wiki page, and that's also been posted on the PDF in the AC chat room. Okay, let's move ahead to the next one, and that is regarding Dot Patagonia. I believe that's the next one. And first of all, I have to say I apologize. I don't want to take too much more time. I will try to just beg your indulgence to just only try to go over by about 10 to 15 minutes tops. So apologies for that. Regarding the next TLD that's under the consideration is Patagonia. So again, looking at the four criterion, I'm actually finding it very much difficult in terms of Patagonia to come up with a clear, what they call a clear delineated community. Whereas there's the Amazon ACTO, and my research, and again, if somebody has found research that can tell me otherwise, it's very hard for me to find out there's a Patagonia community that is clearly delineated in the sense that, well, at least on the internet, that is claiming to be wholly represented of Patagonia. There seems to be a delineation in the sense that in terms of the countries of Argentina and Chile, that the Patagonia region is referenced within those territories. But in terms of saying for Patagonia as a whole, I'm not seeing that type of recognition where there's a recognition that, okay, coming from Patagonia means something to these countries. I hope I'm making myself clear. And I also noted that the applicant for Patagonia is, has a substantive presence already on the web using this name in terms of Patagonia.com and on many of the social media networks. Facebook is Facebook/Patagonia, Twitter is /Patagonia, so forth. And I note also that, it's not as if the applicant doesn't have ties to the community. It also encourages various activities related to its apparel, climbing of mountains within the Patagonia region and so forth. So I find it the first aspect, which talks about the community, the community is a little harder to prove in my mind. But I want to open this up to comments or observations or questions. Maybe I'm wrong in saying that. So comments, questions? Carlton? Go ahead.
Thank you, David. This is Carlton for the record. I am looking at this, and while we don't have a treaty organization, that is linked to the word Patagonia. I really would like to see more discussion or more evidence of harm. You've just laid out the many ways in which Patagonia is used on the internet and social networks. And while I am very concerned about whether or not people who live in these areas will be shut out by the successful application of that Patagonia GTLD, I still would like to see if there are any harms that were accrued to those communities, those areas, from the existing situation where you have Patagonia at the second level, Patagonia on the social networks, and what substantive harm, if any, was experienced. I really think that would give me some basis to move forward and say I would be against Patagonia at the top level, because it would just increase the harm to these communities. That's my concern. And I need to see something that says there's been harm and it would increase the harm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Carlton. And also just as a follow-up on that, I was trying to find if there was any use of the word Patagonia under the CCTLDs for Argentina and Chile, and I couldn't really find any. There's a patagonia.com.ar, and that seems to be run by a group that doing hotels, for hotels and tours and as a tourist type thing. There's no, the Patagonia.cl I would best describe it as a domain parking site, as such. In terms of the Patagonia, which is the word Patagonia on the internet at least, it seems to be very widely used for this applicant. This is just an observation on that. So my concern is that, in terms of harm, the detriment. This company has existed for quite a while. I think it's been since the 70s. And all right, the internet has now come on since the late 90s, but given that it exists in all these social networks using the exact same word, would there be further harm in this regard? That is my concerns of reading through the comments and reading through the application and so forth. Any thoughts? I see Carlton, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm not there.
Oh, okay.
Lower my hand.
Okay. Well, again, anybody has any thoughts or observations? Or, as I said, we're not trying to make a final decision on this call, but it's just what your feeling is regarding the comments made on Patagonia, and. And also what the applicant has posted. I see Seth has agreed. Oh, I think he's talking about the chat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Going once. Going twice. Okay. All right, so any other further thoughts or comments? All right. Okay. All right, then. Again, when we try to fill out the actual final the PDF for going through this and score the actual things. By the next meeting, this will be the, how should I put it, the last time we can really make a formal decision as to whether to file the objection or not. So again, if you have any thoughts or concerns, now is the time to, off, and therefore possible action by this review group, now is the time to say it. I guess it is homework, for as Adela put it. Okay, no, but not seeing any comments, and knowing we're already beyond the time, let me just go on to dot health. Well, this string, I put it up on the wiki here, and now actually there's like, I should mention that there are 1, 2, 3, 4 applicants for dot health, and a fifth one, which is in Chinese, which means, which I think loosely translates to healthy. Now, obviously, these four applications aren't, obviously only one applicant would go ahead for this. But in terms of whether we have to file an objection, we will have to do the homework on each of these applicants. Meaning, because the reason why is because if we do file an objection, we have to file the objection. We can decide to file an objection on one of the applicants or for each of the individual applicants. So, in other words, there are separate objections for each applicant. You can't just file an objection on a string. You file it against the applicant. So, the comment that was received by the International Medics the Medical Informatics Association. Any observations or thoughts about this? Yeah. Okay, well, no one's taking the floor at this point. My initial concern is, what is the clearly delineated community aspect? Unfortunately, the way the applicant guidebook is structured, the community definition is vague, and it talks about, you know, creating a clearly delineated community as in the first criterion. There's a level of public recognition of the group as a community at the local or global level, and so forth. Now, whether you want to say that the at-large community, which is, I suppose, impacted by this TLD, is the community that should be is the community that could potentially file an objection on one or more of these applicants for dot health. Perhaps that can be covered that way. There's also whether we could use, like, say, the health community, but then coming up with the second criterion, which is the level of formal boundaries and so forth, I don't know. It just seems very vague in my mind, that aspect of it. And therefore, once you have that problem, then the problem of substantial opposition then comes into play here as to the number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community and so forth. It doesn't, you know, if you're going to try to be so broad as to say the entire community, the entire global community, then it's going to be very hard to determine substantial opposition for such a wide community. Any observations or thoughts on this? I see Adela is typing rather than seeing it. Maybe we should test it for limited public interest. That's an interesting suggestion, Adela. I see Carlton has his hand raised. Go ahead.
Let me backup image. I have two issues when I find this thing. The first one is that it is first do no harm. I believe that the issue of monetizing ordinary words, which is what this business is all about, has passed. And it makes sense now to have, it would be nice to have a substantive intellectual debate as to whether or not it was the right thing to make words, give license to one person to monetize a common word. It would make sense that we have this debate. In that context, the only thing I see that would be of interest here is whether the contention is that the way .help would be used would be inimical to the public interest. So I don't think we have standing to decide whether the string .help, the word itself, ought to be allowed. That bus has come and gone. What I think needs to be accessed is whether or not monetizing .help is inimical to some circumscribed community, or, as we say, limited public interest. I cannot, unless somebody is willing to show me where if you give .help to this fellow, the other fellow, or the other fellow, he will use it in a way that would inure to the benefit of him, that person alone, and it would screw somebody else. I am struggling to understand how an objection could stand. I really am. I don't know what else to make of this, because if I'm being asked now to make the case for health being a common word, and on that basis alone ought not to be allowed, then I have to wonder what happened to the other words, like that travel and so on and so on and so on. This is just my thing. I'm struggling to figure out how we go with this one.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. Okay, Yuro, please go ahead. I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Yuri Lajipura. Thank you. I much agree with Carlton, there are many cases like .health, actually. If you look at the applications, the 1,930 of them, there are so many common words of the English language which somebody wants to monetize. However, I think that there are two cases there. One is like .book, which was proposed by Amazon, again, for their own exclusive use. The same .beauty by L'Oreal, which also wants to have exclusive use of .hair and Johnson. I think they want to have .baby and so on and so forth. This is one. I mean, basically, companies that try to get common generic names for the products or services they produce. And then there is the other case where companies want to have .health or .travel or whatever and want to use it as they want to create a community around it. And I think that these are two different cases, so we have to keep them separate. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Euro. By the way, I see, just to form his note, that Adela agreed with Carlton earlier. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So to go back to what Adela was suggesting, should we test it for limited public interest? I posted a link to the public interest objection grounds. And the way the limited public interest, that's the thing. We can't. It's not really public interest objection ground. It's limited public interest objection grounds, and it's and as stated here, it says that this objection ground allows formal objections to be filed by parties if the applied for GTLD string is contrary to generally accepted legal norms of morality and public order that are recognized under principles of international law. Now, that link talks about, goes into the extract from the applicant guidebook. And, well, perhaps somebody can make a case, but I'm not seeing how health would follow under this limited public interest objections. I'm not seeing it. If anyone has a case to be made, then by all means, let's hear it. I should ask, does anybody think there is any limited public interest objection grounds? Adela, you're the ones who mentioned that possibility. Do you think that it could be... you're saying no. Anybody else wants to think that there is a limited public interest grounds on for dot health? Going once, twice. Okay, Euro, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It's Yolanda Sipuro. I don't think there are any case to be made under limited public interest grounds, as you mentioned. This is really about morality and public order and respect for various international treaties and declarations. Thank you.
Okay, then can I take it then formally that we're not going to consider the public interest, limited public interest objection grounds for this string? If anybody disagrees, let me rephrase this. Does anybody agree that there's no limited public interest grounds regarding dot health? I'm saying that there's no grounds for it. I see Eduardo saying that you agreed with that. Seth agrees with that. Adela agrees with that. Carlton agrees with that. All right, let me ask, is there anyone who objects that they think there is some sort of public interest objection? Eduardo, go ahead.
No, I just got the wrong key.
All right.
This is Eduardo.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Go ahead, Eduardo.
No, I didn't raise my hand. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's
also
in the part there. Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't see keys. where can I press the key?
Oh, okay.
This is Eduardo. That's a translation problem. It didn't translate well.
My apologies. Okay, so... the only criterion we're going to look at regarding dot health would be under possible community objection grounds. I know we're going past the hour here, so I know we have a lot of homework to look at. Does anybody have any further observations or comments as regards to the four criterion? Actually, Fatimata, I'm not sure what you mean by that comment. You said that dot health would mean that anything linked to it is good. Does that mean that this is a comment towards going towards what? Do you want to say or type it out? Okay. While Fatimata is typing it, or comment towards going towards an objection. Okay. I should also note that, of course, there has been early warnings been issued on .health by the government, by the GAC, against all of these applications. So, Olivia is typing that we should also need to consider the possible relationship between health and the WHO, which is an intergovernmental organization. So, Olivia, if you wish to take the floor, is it that you think that?
Thank you, David. It's Olivia for the transcript record. I'm not going to make any case. I just want to alert you to the fact that the World Health Organization is the coordinating authority for health within the United Nations system. And there is a mention in the limited public interest objections to various international instruments, such as Universal Declaration of Human Rights, etc., many of which are also UN coordinated. That's all. Ultimately, I don't have a point of view on the matter whether there should be a point to be made by this group on these objections. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Olivia. Thanks for Olivia. And I guess, yes, we do have to consider that possible relationship regarding the World Health Organization, which coordinates health within the United Nations. Thank you. Any further observations, comments on the four community grounds for .health? Whether there's a community criterion, substantial opposition, targeting, or detriment? Going once, going twice. Okay. All right. Again, I apologize for taking more time that was regarding this call. Our next steps are going to be the following in terms of the timeline. We have roughly until mid-February to really decide whether to submit any, to produce any formal objection statements regarding any of these applications by the 15th. So, on our next call, which is going to be on the 8th, and again, a doodle will go out to pick an appropriate time for this. By the 8th, we're going to have to make a firm decision on all of these applicants as to whether, okay, we are going to, based on the scoring, we think that, and remember, the thing is that with all these four criteria, an objection must pass all four criteria. So if there's a consideration by this group that says that, well, it will not pass this particular criterion, be it community, substantial opposition, targeting, or detriment, then we're going to have to, I think we should then, this, the review group should, well, I shouldn't say it should, then it's likely then that it is probably not feasible to really draft an objection statement. So, again, go through the PDF, go through the comments again on the wiki and that have been raised by the RELO. One of the action items is I'll reissue the call for comments, and what I'll do, I will separate each of these strings so that we can then group them far more effectively than try to lop it all into comment on all of these strings. So that's so that will be one key action item. The second action item is, of course, to work on the, for all of us to look at the PDF and begin to start scoring it. And, of course, raise any comments or raise any observations about any of these applications. Ideally, do it on the wiki. If you want to do it on the list, fine, but do it on the wiki so that everybody could see and the at-large community can see. I think that's about it. Any other business? Going once, going twice. Very well. Thank you again for this. So I look forward to hearing on next call, and of course, well, before the call, on looking at this. So the next call on February 8th, we'll be making I'll be asking for final decisions on all of these applications. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that, if nobody has any further comments, call is adjourned.
Hey.
Okay, thanks again.
Thanks
everyone. Bye-bye.